And as we receive him, we make way for him in greater ways. We lay ourselves down before him, and we lift our hearts to him, and we catch a gaze of his goodness. We catch a gaze into his love and let it penetrate and break off the mud and the clay and the hurts and the brokenness. And in that moment, there's a trust that is released. I do trust you, Jesus. I do trust you, Lord. Help me. In the heart's cry, he cannot resist. Make way for him. We make way for you, Jesus. I see, well, I don't see it. I heard the words pretender. You've wanted to be used by God. You've seen him manifest on people. And you've wanted to be used by him, but you haven't sat at his feet as a disciple. And so you've parroted what you've seen. And God says to you, come to me. I want to teach you. There are no shortcuts. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. His spirit is capable of creating and destroying. Destroying strongholds. Destroying false belief systems. And he has designed you to rule. Co-heirs, dual citizen with the king. He's calling us higher today. I see there's a lot going on. I see people are getting healed, delivered, set free. Other people are getting upgrades. And I see one person just put on a new pair of shoes. I saw Jesus put these shoes in front of you, and you're stepping into them, and he's holding your hands because they're a little big, and you're going to learn to walk with him in these new shoes. I saw another person get a new car, and I don't know if that's in the spirit or in the natural. The shoes were in the spirit. And I see this upgrade coming for more than one person. I hear the Lord saying, upgrades, upgrades. Lord, we receive your upgrades. Teach us what that means. Teach us how to stand in you and rule and reign as you would have us. I see physical maladies in here. I want to remind you, God is a healer. Healing has been released, and it is laying like a thick blanket in the atmosphere for those who will put on and clothe themselves in healing. Yes. His healing is love.
Yes.
His healing brings power and strength to the bones. Receive his healing. I break every lie associated with disease. I break every word curse that's been placed over you regarding sickness and disease. I pour the precious living blood of Jesus over you in those words. And I release the living life of God through your body. Come alive. Come forth. Be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify your name. I make way for you. I can feel a conviction in here of half-heartedness. You know, we cover up our life with clothing, but God sees us. And there's some decisions that are going to be made right now. Not tonight, right now. Right now. The sweetness of God is wooing you. The sin and deception is calling you loud. But the sweetness of God is wooing you. Come in. Come in from out of that area. Come in from that corner of sin. Be separated from it. When God is speaking and God is doing, there's no struggles. It's just a decision. Make the decision right now. All in. No more lukewarm. Spirit of rebellion, I expose you for what you are. A lying, foul, demonic force that is designed to keep the bride captive. I break your hold over these people right now. I expose you and your lies. Loose! Loose! Deception, go in the name of Jesus. Life, come. Slivers of rebellion, come out. And do no damage. I see some faithful saints loving Jesus with all they have and all they know. I break the effects of time in the natural off your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Be renewed. Psalm 91, I speak Psalm 91 over you. I see you getting ready to go on a journey in God. I heard somebody say, not another one. I speak life and encouragement to you. And I remind you of the goodness of God. And I break the veil of heaviness off your eyes right now. I command the deception to go. And I pray for the love of God to be rekindled, to be ignited again as bright as it was when you first met him.
Yes.
Weariness go.
Yes.
Joy come.
Yes.
I remember when I was going through a very dark time, that scripture, joy comes in the morning. I couldn't wait to go to bed because I hated it. I hated the heaviness. And I thought, oh, joy will be here in the morning. I didn't understand the revelation that joy is alive. It's him manifesting his substance into us. I pray right now for the revelation of the joy and the love of God to come alive inside of all of us. Amen.
I usually don't pick people out, but Kimmy, I feel like God has something for you. You've been through a lot for a long time. It's been a long, 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 long journey. And you've remained faithful, you haven't quit. And it would have been real easy to quit and walk away 1,000 times. God is doing something in your life and has been very hard because you've only known life on this side of the fence. It's all you've ever known. You've done your best. You know there's more. You're a woman of the Spirit. You do hear from God, but I see this doorway, and I felt almost like the terror of going through that door. It was like terror. And yet you've known that God is calling you to something on the outside of that door. And I saw you like with your hands and feet up going, you know, don't make me go through that door. Because it was scary. But I saw God. I don't know how he did it. But he brought you, he translated you, and it was easy. And he brought you to the other side of that door. And this is what I saw. You were like a little girl in almost like Wonderland. Like everywhere you looked, it was so good. Everything that had seemed scary, you know, it was only scary because you've been through too much. Your heart, you know, our hearts, we can only take so much. That's the only reason it was scary, is you've seen the enemy's side of things, how he did it. But when the Lord brings you through that door, and he's gonna do it, and it's no longer a matter of choice, it is the will of the Lord, and you've committed yourself to the will of the Lord. The Lord is translating you to the other side of that door. And I'm not sure, but I think we may have talked about this door before. And I saw you. It's like you didn't know where to look because everywhere you looked, you saw the goodness of God. Everywhere you looked, you said, oh, I didn't know it could be like that. I didn't know how really good it could be for me. My whole life has been such a hard thing. It's been such a fight to do good and to stay in and to learn God my whole life. But I felt like for the first time in your life, you're gonna really know what it is to live in rest and peace without having to work at it. You're gonna be able to just go, I'm just gonna go into rest. I'm just gonna walk in peace. And it will be your abode. It will be where you dwell. It will become the new normal. It'll be so easy. So don't worry about the things that face you in the natural. Don't worry about this. I know that might sound hard to do. But, you know, I remember a time God reminded me of this while Lori was preaching, where I was in a situation. I've never been a fearful person. That hasn't been a thing that I've had a lot of issues, but that wasn't one of them. It's just never afraid of things that go bump in the night. But I got in a situation in this earth that was terrifying to me. It was bad. And it looked like it could take me out for good. It was a bad situation. And I was in church one time, and it felt like I was in this room, and the fire, and it is not the good kind of fire, there was fires all around me, much higher than me, much bigger, and they were on my right and on my left. And I was, God, you know, get me out of here, fix this, change, you know, translate me, do something. And Jesus was standing at the other end of this room just looking at me. Just looking at me. I wanted him to help me, you know, fix it. And he said, just keep looking at my eyes. Just look at me. Don't look at the fire. Just walk toward me and look at me. And the fire won't touch you. See, why didn't he just fix it? Because he wanted me to understand that fire can never touch me. And you can only learn that by walking through a fire that doesn't touch you. You can only learn that when you've gone through a fire and said, oh, look at that, I don't have smoke on me. And God, when I was remembering that, as Lori was preaching, I was remembering the goodness of God. And I was reminded of the scripture, perfect love casts out fear. And I think this is for all of us. Why would perfect love cast out fear? Because when you're looking at him with the love of a bride for the bridegroom, and you keep your eyes on him, the other stuff, it can't touch you. And you're saying, I know there's a fire. I know it's big. I know it's impossible, but I don't have to worry about that. I can look at you, my king. I can walk towards you, my king. And you're going to walk me out of this. I feel like that part is for all of us, that you may be walking through some stuff right now, but Jesus is walking with you. You're not by yourself. He's trying to bring you through to victory. That's what he does. So I'm hearing, fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. Whether you feel it or not, whether you sense it or not, whether you know it or not, he is with you. I saw another thing. I saw God doing open heart surgery. But I don't think this is about a physical heart. I think this is about someone that deep down you love God, but you've had such an attitude. You've had such a, oh man, and I'm looking, I got my eyes shut for a reason. You've actually been kind of a mean person. You've had an attitude. Pretty much every church you've ever gone to, you've had an attitude. You've kind of been snarky. And you knew God was talking to you when we talked about a critical spirit. But I want to tell you something you might not know. Underneath all that, you actually have a very good heart. And you do love God, and you do want the truth, and you do want to overcome, and you just haven't known how to do it any other way. And I saw God put his hand right into your heart. You know, God can set us free in a moment. And I saw him put his hand into your heart and just remove some of the things that have made you bitter towards people. He's removing some of the things that have made you feel angry at the system, angry at religion, angry at all kinds of things, really. And I saw him put his hand in, and when he pulled it out, all this junk was on his hand, and then he just shook it off. He's able to change our heart. Yeah. And you know, he does it because we have the heart to be changed. I think that's all I have. Was there anything for the chaos issue? Or is that just any proclamation for that? Okay. Father, I pray for that person or persons that has dealt with chaos in their life. I pray that that whirlwind that goes about them will cease, and that the root cause will be removed, and that you'll even show them how to deal with that, how to contend for freedom and for peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace, my peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. When I read that the first time, I thought, wow, I get to walk in the peace of Jesus. He's giving me his peace. And he imparted to me that peace. I'm like, I'm taking that. We can have that. Did you know that? We can have peace. I'm talking about that's abiding with you all the time. You don't have to walk in turmoil. Isn't that amazing? It's like a well of peace you can walk in all the time, no matter what. God wants you to have that. And have you say, if you want Jesus' peace, say, Jesus, I receive your peace. I'll take that one. Teach me to walk in it all the time. Teach me to choose peace. In Jesus' name. Okay, I think that's all I have. Are you done, or you want a little more? So I was drinking some water, actually, and the Lord reminded me of a story. And I feel like I'm supposed to share this, and it has to do with learning to trust the Lord.
And I really feel like it's a key to walk in victory. And when the fiery darts come, there's already an establishment of trust, and you just know he's going to make things okay. But the Lord's reminded me of the process I went through didn't come in a second. I had many trials and opportunities to trust him or not trust him. And I feel like I'm supposed to share this story. You know, years ago, I was going through a horrible, horrible time. And I was actually learning to let go of relying on myself to bring things forth. And when you make the decision to trust the Lord in all your ways, the enemy doesn't like that. And there's an opportunity or a challenge that actually arises in the spirit. And I was being squeezed pretty hard financially during the season. And only because I didn't understand, I was like transitioning out of the earth curse system into the supernatural resources of heaven. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, by this setback there on solutions, disc 5 is, I think, talks about that. Yeah. And so anyway, I was still a mess, and I was trying to trust, but every situation in the natural was saying, this is not good, this is not good, this is not good. Now, I know God's good, but I don't trust that he's good. I just know it by, hi, I know your name's Barb, you know, but I don't know much more than that, do I? And so you have to build relationship through communion, through talking, to understand the character or nature of the person that you're going to trust. And in this case, I'm talking about the Lord. And so while I'm growing through this process, I was down to the point where I had no money, and I was learning to rely on him in every way. And when you're going through this process, it's exciting and scary at the same time. It's like, I do believe, but I don't believe. You know, it's like dual. It's like, but there's a transition that's happening as you step into faith in God and his word versus staying in the knowledge of what you know and leaning on that. And so in my case, I, at this one point, I had no money. And I mean, I had this several times because God was cleansing me of the earth curse system and teaching me how to rely on his ways. And it was, I wouldn't change this for anything, because everything he poured into me during that time, I use all the time now. But when you're going through it, it's not so pleasant, but you know it's necessary. And I'm reminded of a night. We had been at the office, and we used to make the CDs in the office years ago, and the helpers got to take some home for free. And I had a little stack of CDs, and I just set them on my dresser, and it was late at night, and I came home, and I went to bed, and in the natural, you know, I was going through a nasty legal battle and being treated very unfairly in the natural. But I was listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and doing what he said to do, regardless of what it looked like in the natural. And so I'm without money, very low on food, and I have two kids. But I'm like learning to trust God through the process. And I'll never forget this. You know the fiery darts that come? You know, if we don't quench them, we react to them. And I'm sound asleep. So fiery darts can come in the night when we're sleeping. I'm sound asleep, and a dart hits me, and the thought that came was, you need to deal with this in the way you know how. And what that meant was, so I got out of bed. I didn't even get a chance to quench it. It hit so fast. And what happened, so I'm getting dressed because I'm about to go rob somebody. Okay? Just being real. Somebody that did me wrong, let me just say it that way. And I knew how to get in. It was the belly crawl. I knew it. I knew how to get in that place. And so I'm getting dressed at this moment that this is happening. At the same moment I'm putting pants on, I see on my dresser the CD pile, and it highlights. It goes, like light goes on it. And I look, and I go over there, and I pick it up, and the CD was called Trusting God. And at that moment, I had a decision to make. Even though the actions were leading me towards darkness, God's light was shining in a dark situation, pointing me to truth, and it was up to me in that moment to call on God's grace, because I certainly wanted to do what I started to get ready to go do. And it was probably in my heart, you know, because you do what's in your heart. And so my heart hadn't been purified enough to trust him, because I was in the process of learning how to trust him. And I thought, good Lord, help. You know, I think that was my prayer, help me. Because I didn't want to do what I was about to do, and I was in the process about to go do it. And so normally when you're about to sin and you enter sin mode, it's hard to pull back. Think about that. It's a lot easier to keep the door closed once you close it than when it's open. It's hard. There's a force that's pulling and pushing. And so in this case, God's light shined in the darkness. I picked that CD up and I played it, and it saved my life, because it got me back into the center of God's will, where I was trusting that he's got this and he's going to make it okay, and I don't have to go break into a building and pawn some tools or whatever else I was going to take. Do you know what I'm saying? There's moments, critical moments in the spirit where we're you know, most of the time we're clueless to what's going on. I'm sorry to say it, but there's a lot of dullness in the body of Christ. There is a war going on, and it's not here. It's up here in the second heaven. And I'm not getting caught up in all that crazy talk. I'm just telling you what I know. We don't wrestle against people, okay? We call on the name of God, and we yield the sword of truth and break through the strongholds that are affecting us. And it's up to us. Now, I could have called a friend and said, hey, I'm about to go break into a building. You want to help me? Or I need prayer. The choice is really, you know, life and death is in the tongue. And this sounds stupid to you maybe, or you're thinking I'm crazy, but listen, I lived through this. And the transformation of my life from darkness to light didn't come overnight. And there were many trials. And the enemy was out to kill me. And now he has no authority, because I don't have open doors. Close the doors once and for all. There's somebody in here. I'm shaking you in the spirit. Close the door and your life will get better. God's got nothing but goodness for you. And so I'm just going to like transitionally close, but I want to say that moment changed my life forever in the spirit. That is a memorial that I pull from when... And I pulled from it many times as I was walking out learning how to trust God. I actually have rocks. You know, Andrew Womack taught me this. I make memorials of major things that God has done in my life. And I don't idolize them or worship them. I go, oh yeah, I remember that day. Because isn't it easy to forget? You know, oh yeah, I got through that trial. Whew. No, I remember the day God spoke that to me and said, it is no longer you, but Christ living through you, and I'm paraphrasing it, and I wrote that on a rock, and that day, something happened in the spirit, and my life changed forever. I don't celebrate birthdays, I do, but not. I celebrate moments in God more than I celebrate. People say, when's your kid's birthday? I don't know. How old are you? I don't know. I don't get caught up in this natural junk, but I can tell you the day that God saved my life. I can tell you the day that I got set free and learned to trust God. But it was moment after moment, and then boom, when that big storm hit, I chose God, even though it looked like I wasn't gonna. So I'm just telling you, God's ways are better and bigger and higher, and we have to shake our, there's like a comfortableness, you know. God's got so much more for us. When I was sitting there, I kept seeing this control room in heaven, and I see a lot of empty seats, and God's calling us to our room in heaven, where we learn how to operate by the Spirit with him and then maneuver or release into the earth. You know, we got it backwards. Oh, we're sitting in our chairs here calling on God. Listen, release it from heaven into the earth. Release his blessings into the earth. Speak his blessings. That's all. That's all I got. Amen? Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing. I know you got so much more. I'm excited for what you're doing tonight and what you're going to continue to do from the time we leave this room to the next time and in between times. Lord, you're never stopping. And I pray right now that everybody receives the fullness of what you're releasing and that we are released from captivity into your blessings and into the strength and might of who you are and who we are through you. In Jesus' name, amen.